You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. General Motors is getting ready to cut thousands of salaried and hourly jobs, as well as possibly closing four U.S. plants, including two in Southeast Michigan. As Chad Livengood reports in Crane's Detroit Business, this will apparently not keep GM from cashing in on tax credits from the state of Michigan. Chad is with us via Skype. So, Chad, we're talking about these tax credits, the Michigan Economic Growth Authority tax credits under the Michigan Business Tax. Remind us briefly when and why the automakers got these credits.
Well, back in 2009, near the end of that really long, arduous year for the automakers when they went through their federal bailout and then their federally supervised bankruptcy, both General Motors and Chrysler got what was renamed job retention tax credits. These mega tax credits had been around for years. They started under former Governor John Engler as ways to attract new jobs and create new jobs, and they were awarded on a per-job basis. Then Governor Granholm at the time came up with a change to it to make it a what they called a global retention credit that basically gave the company the equivalent of what the employees paying the state income tax. So they paid 4.25% of their income towards the state, and then the employer, General Motors or Ford or Chrysler, got to claim a tax credit on the same value of that employee's contribution to the state treasury. At the time, it applied to nearly 20,000 General Motors workers in the state of Michigan. This is all kind of meant to try to anchor the companies, keep them from moving any more of their operations out of the state, either through assembly or through research and development, and most importantly, probably also the headquarters of General Motors and Ford and Chrysler. So going forward, these credits, they continued to grow. Every time General Motors wanted to add more employees or do another project, they went back to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, asked them to add more employees to their credit, which made the value of the credit grow along with their payroll. I mean, these were good years, the last several years, and so they get bonuses and pay raises, and all that factors into that credit, and the credit ballooned to the point that the state decided they wanted to have the number of jobs capped in perpetuity, and so they would have some kind of idea, a forecast, what these tax credits were going to cost the state treasury every year, because they're still in effect all the way to 2029.
As they made that agreement to cap, the Snyder administration signed a non-disclosure agreement with GM. So nobody really knows how much GM's getting in tax credits.
Yeah, as State Representative Darren Camilleri said to me, we don't know what the bargain is that we've cut here, because they kept this exact value of these tax credits for General Motors secretive. Ford disclosed that theirs were worth $2.3 billion for the next 15 years. Fiat Chrysler Automobiles was worth $1.7 billion. General Motors had more employees. And so kind of going forward here, they got 51,000 right now in their workforce. Their cuts, they're projecting, is a little over 8,000 they're going to cut in their salary white-collar workforce, the majority of which is based in Southeast Michigan. And so even if they cut all of them in Michigan, they would still be above the cap that they're allowed to claim on these credits. So they will presumably be able to claim as much payroll, you know, essentially tax credit as possible based on the way that the deal is set up.
I know you quote Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick, if you're going to cut jobs, should we continue to give people the same tax credits we've given in the past? What kind of answers did you hear from lawmakers to that question?
Yeah, there's definitely some consternation about this. Part of it is I talked to legislators who have GM plants in their districts, like Jim Ananick, who has the GM truck plant in Flint, and Representative John O'Reilly, who has the Lake Orion plant in his district. A lot of lawmakers want to at least start with at least bringing some transparency to this system, because essentially these mega credits, all these tax credits, cost the state about $600 million a year. That's more than we spend on community colleges in Michigan. That would be basically one-third of the corrections department's budget. This is real money that actually comes out of the general fund every year, but doesn't get the kind of scrutiny that the community colleges or the Department of Corrections get. That's where legislators would like to start, at least shining some light on this process and having to think about it a little more. Otherwise, you just kind of get an autopilot every year, but this is money we just can't depend on anymore, and that's something that some lawmakers would like to change.
Bottom line, has GM upheld its end of this tax credit deal?
If you look at it, yes, they have. They have continued to maintain these jobs, maintain their presence. They made more investment. Part of that 2015 deal, they had to commit another $1 billion in investment. They fulfilled it the next year. If you just look at what has gone on at the GM Tech Center and some of the other plants that they've retooled, they've certainly have. I mean, the cuts and the potential closure of the Detroit Hamtramck plant and the Warren Transmission plant, they are probably more a symptom of the changing industry than an industry that's leaving.
Is this a case of hate the game, not the player?
Yeah, I mean, that's people love to hate on these tax credits. But if you look at the larger policy that Governor Jennifer Granholm set out to do to try to anchor the industry here, it's hard to argue that that policy hasn't worked and that there hasn't been a long-term benefit to keeping not just the big three here, but all of their supply chain, which is really woven into the economy of Michigan.
Chad Livengood, Crane's Detroit Business. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks for having me.